In today's Mishnah, it's one of the first and second Mishnah from the 8th Perek of Masechta Nazir. The Mishnah begins, Shnei Nizirim Sha'ma'a Lahem Echad. We have two Nizirim that are situated in Shusha Yachid, in a private domain. And as someone who is standing at a distance from them says, Ra'iti Yachad Mekem Shinitma. I saw that one of you became Tameh Met, that is. Ve'inu Adeh is Mekem, but I don't know which of the two of you it was. Importantly here, they are situated in Shusha Yachid, and this individual is at a distance. The reason why that's important is now we have what's called a case of Safik Tumma, Da'at Raganim Tumma, and Rosh Hashanah in a private domain. And in such a situation, we treat it stringently. It's also important that this person who observed them is at a distance, because if he was with them, and there were three individuals in a private domain, would treat that as if it was in a public domain, would not treat this case stringently. However, in this case, we have to be concerned. We don't know which of the Nazir is Tameh. So what do we do? Because as we've explained, if one of them was Tameh Met, they have to restart the count again. So Mishnah says, we wait for 30 days to expire, because we cannot shave their heads immediately and treat them as being Tameh, because if they're Tahor, they're not able to do so. So Mishnah says, Mangalchim, we wait for 30 days, and then we shave their heads, or Mevi'in, and then we bring two sets of Korbanot, Korban Tumah and Korban Tahara. Meaning we bring the two bird offerings, which was for the sin offering of the Chatan Olah, and a keves, a lamb for the Asham. Also, we bring the set of korbanot that a Nazir would have to bring the completion of his term, which is the Chatat, Olah, and Shlamim, as we've discussed previously. And then one of them would stipulate as follows. Im anihu atameh, if I'm the one who was Tameh that month ago, then korban tumah sheli, then this set of korbanot for tumah are mine. The korban atahara and the set of korbanot for tahara are yours, and you've effectively completed your obligation. However, the imanihu atahara, if I'm the tahar one, then the set of korban tahara are really mine, the korban tumah is yours. And now, since we don't know who has completed the term and who has to observe another 30 days to restart their count, as it has of being tameh met, Mishnah says, v'sofrim shloshim, and we count another 30 days. And we're assuming in this case that they each accepted a stam nizirut of 30 days. That's why they would start another count of 30 days. Then after the next set of 30 days, which now 60 days has passed, they will bring mevi'in or mevi'in korban atah, rather being one set of korbanot for the completion of term nizirut. Va'omer, and one of them said to his friend, imani hua tameh, if I was the one that was originally tameh, then this korban hatuma, the set of korbanot for the Nazir who is Tameh that we brought a month ago, they were mine, Sheli. The Korban Tahara and the set of Korban Tahara were yours, and you were finished the month ago. Shelach. Vizeh and the Korbanot now would be the Korban Taharati, would be for me to complete my term in Nizirut. However, Imanihu Atahara, if I was one that was originally Tahor, then Korban Tahara, the Korbanot Tahara, back a month ago, were mine, Sheli, and I was over and done with them. The Korban Tumah and the set of Korbanot Tumah were yours a month ago, Shalach. The Zeh and the Korbanot now we're bringing for Tahara to complete term Nizirut are really yours. And that way we solve our problem. One of them certainly then completed his term a month prior. Another one brought his set of Korbanot as a result of Tiglach HaTatumah. And then reserved another 30 days properly and completed his term in Nizirut. Mishnah says, Medachamehe, what happens if one of them died? Therefore, they can no longer play off each other or stipulate between one another with his korbanot. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua says, Yivakesh Echad Min HaShok, what you should do is simply ask someone to volunteer to help you out. That person, Shiyidor Kenegdo Benazir, that she would volunteer to be a Nazir. However, what we do though, V'omer, you say to him, Im Tameh Hayiti, if I was the one that was Tameh, and the person, the other Nazir who's deceased was the one that was Tahor, then, Hare Atah Nazir Miyad, then you are going to be Nazir immediately. The point of that is that in 30 days' time, the Korban HaTahara will be yours. However, Im Ta'or Hayiti, if I was really the Tahor one, and if I don't need to bring a Korban Tumah, then Hare Atah Nazir Achar Shloshim Yom, then you will be a Nazir in 30 days' time. What does that solve? Let's have a look. So therefore, then the Sofrim Shloshima, they will count 30 days, Umavi Korban Tumah Korban Tahara, they're being once again two sets of Korbanot, one for Nazir who became Tameh Met, and the other one for Nazir who completes his term. V'omer, and say, Im ani hua tameh, if I was the one that was originally Tameh, then Korban Tumah Sheli, then the Korban that we bring for somebody's Tameh is mine, the Korban Tahara Shelach, and then as we stipulated, you would have been a Nazir immediately, and now you've completed your term in Nizirut, and those Korbanot are yours. V'imani HaTahor, if I was the one that was originally Tahor, then Korban Tahara Sheli, then the Korban Tahara mine, the Korban Tumah Basafek, and the fact we bought a set of Korbanot for a Nazir was Tameh, despite the fact they were bought necessarily, they can still be brought in a case of doubt. So to explain, normally a Chatat offering, sin offering, cannot be brought in a state of doubt. However, if it's a Chatat Ha'of, a sin offering from a bird, then it can be brought in a case of doubt, although the parts are normally consumed and would not be. The Ola, it's normally brought as part of the Teilei Chatat Tumah, that can be brought voluntarily. and it's stipulated that if it's not necessary, then it's being offered in a voluntary manner, then the asham simply would not be brought. So that's a way of bringing this set of korban atoma, even if perhaps they're not required. Then what would happen? For sofrim, they count another 30 days. Or moving korban tara, they bring another set of korbanot for the completion of term nizirut. The omer, and this person who has the suffix about him, he says, imani otame, if I was arranging the one nazi was tameh, then korban atoma that we brought a month ago, they're shali. And korban tara shalach, the set of korban a month ago were yours, because you were finished a month ago. Vezek korban tarati, and the set of korban we bring now are now mine. However, ima in nihatar, if I was originally tahor, as we already explained, the korban tara was really mine. The korban tuma was brought besafek, as we explained, that wasn't a problem. And however, as we stipulated, we said if I was originally tahor, then you're going to be a nazir in 30-day time, and therefore here vezel korban taratcha, this is a set of korban for you. Amar lo ben zoma. Ben zoma says to Reb Yoshua, he says, Misho mea lo shiador kenegdo ben nazir. How are you going to find someone who's going to be happy to volunteer to help you out and effectively be a nazir for 60 days? Ella, what's the solution in this case? We've got a nazir besafek. Mevi chatat ha'of. He should bring this chatat ha'of, this sin offering, as a bird offering, ve'olat behema, and an animal ola offering. What would that solve? The Omer, and he says, after 30 days, he says, Im tamehiti, if I was really tameh, hare chatat mechovati v'olat nadava, then the sin offering is one that I have to bring now. And the ola, that's meant to be for an animal, which would be unnecessary in this case, then I'm simply bringing as a voluntary offering. Im taoreti, if I was really tahor, then the ola is the one of the obligatory three korban I have to bring to end my term. The chatat, and we explained the chatat, this chatat bird offering, chatat of, was brought in the case of safek and that was allowed. And then what we do is sofer shloshim, he would count another 30 days. And now bring mevi korban tahara, he'd bring all three korban of the chatat, ola, and the shlamim. The Omer says, im tamayiti, if I was really tameh, then ola harishona, the original ola I brought, that was voluntary, because it was unnecessary, as we explained. Vezu now, the ola, will be obligatory, and it's brought along with the chatat and shlamim. However, im tahora iti, if I was originally tahor, ha'ola harishona chova, that original ola I brought was what I needed to bring then, and that's what enabled me to shave my hair, actually, 30 days ago. But then, the ola offering I'm bringing now along with this chatat and shlamim, that's voluntary because it's unnecessary because I've already satisfied my requirement of the ola 30 days ago. The zeh and this chatat nashlamim is shar korbani, the rest of my obligatory offerings. Amar Rebbe Yoshua, Rebbe Shruya said back to Ben Zoma, nimtze zemeg vi korbanol the chatzayim. One second. You're creating a scenario that perhaps this nazir is bringing some of his korbanot after 30 days, say the olat chova, if he was really tahor, and the remainder 30 days later. And the truth is, the Gemara points out that Rabbi Yeshua says that there's actually nothing wrong with doing it that way. He was only posing this question, l'chaded ba'it ha'talmidim, to really sharpen his students to get them to think about the case and work out if there's an issue with it or not. Nonetheless, aval hodu lo chachamim la ben zoma. The chachamim ultimately agreed with ben zoma that this is the best solution. There was nothing wrong with splitting the korbanot in half, the all after 30 days perhaps, and the remainder after 60. Let's now learn Mishnah Bet. Here we have a case with the nazir shehas tameh besafek or muchlak besafek. We have a nazir. We have a doubt whether he became tameh met, and we also have a doubt whether he is a matzora muchlat. Now, a matzora muchlat, after he is healed, he actually has to shave his hair twice. One at the beginning of the 7-day count and one at the end of his 7-day count, right, he can become tahor. The difference between a nazir and a matzora is that a matzora can be what's called a michusar kippurim, which means that despite the fact he's going through his Tahara process, if he hasn't brought his final Korbanot, then he would not be able to enjoy and partake of Korbanot. Whereas a Nazir is Tameh, he's not defined as a Mechusar Kippurim. Yes, he would have to go through the Tahara process to continue his count. However, that wouldn't prevent him from enjoying Korbanot as long as he was Tahor. So let's have a look. How do we solve this case of a Safek Tamemet, Safek Matzora Mukhla? Mishnah says, he can ochil b'kodshim achar shishim yom. Due to this doubt, he would only be able to eat kodshim after 60 days, and he would only be able to start drinking wine, and matamametim, and he could be certain to clear himself of nizirut after shogayin, matamametim, after 120 days, mea ve'esrim yom. Let's explain that. As soon as he has a doubt, he can't immediately shave his head, either for the safek that he's a matzora muchlat, or he's a safek that he was a tamemet. The reason why is maybe he's neither, maybe he's tahor. So he has to wait 30 days for sure, just in case he's a proper Nazir and there was nothing wrong with it. When he shaves his head after 30 days, that shaving could be one of three things. Either he's completed his term, either that was his Tiglachat Tuma, meaning he was Tamemet, he shaved his hair and now he's restarting his count, or maybe that's the first of his shaving for being Metzora Mukhlat. Now, because he may have been a Nazir Tame only, and that was his Tiglachat Tuma, he wouldn't be able to shave for another 30 days. After he waits 30 days, then we say now that now after 60 days, that the worst case scenario would be this is his Tiglachat Shnia Shel Metzora. The reason is that if it's a Metzora Mukhlat, we deal with that issue first before the Tiglachat Tuma of being a Nazir who's Tame. So once he's had his second shaving now of being a Metzora Mukhlat, if it is indeed the case, what that would mean now is that next day he'd be able to bring his Korbanot, and that's why it says after 60 days he can now enjoy of Kodshim, he's no longer Mechusar Kippurim. However, he cannot shave immediately after 7 days due to the fact that he may have only been a Metzora Mukhlat, and now he's completing his term of being a proper Nazir. That's why I'd have to wait another 30 days. This takes us to the 90-day mark. However, it's possible that he was not only a Metzora Mukhlat, but also Tamemet. Consequently, the shaving he does at the 90-day mark is for his Tiglachat Hatuma. And therefore, once he's done that, and done the Korbanot and the like, he would have to wait another 30 days to complete his entire Nizirut. That's what brings us to the 120-day mark. That's why it takes him 120 days before he can be sure to rid himself of his obligation being a Nazir and drink wine and matan lemeitim. And that's why the Mishnah adds, Shtiglachat ha-nega doche tiglachat ha-nazir bezman shivadai. The reason why we had to wait that first 60 days is because if he was a Metzora Mukhlat, it puts a pause on the entire as a Nizirut, and it'd have to matar himself from that before he could continue his count to be a Nazir. If you remember, he needed both shavings. Normally it's 7 days apart, but because of all the sfeikas that I've explained, that 7-day shaving process really was spread over 30. And it says, Aval v'zmanchi safek eino doche. However, if it's a case where it's a safek, meaning we don't know if he was really a Metzora Mukhlat, he wouldn't be able to interject with his Nizirut. That's why he wouldn't be able to immediately start shaving to deal with the fact he might be a Metzora Mukhlat in the first 30 days. If you remember, we said, because if there was nothing wrong with him, he wouldn't be able to shave at all. That's why he had to wait for the first 30 days before he could start treating all these issues of Metzora Mukhlat Safek or he was Nazir Tamer. Those are the Mishnah today.